Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99 cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
You love to bash his sports takes.
Now, will you feel like an idiot if you're a big tough guy this morning?
But you really love to voice your displeasure for his music choices.
He stumbled on an issue that I did not think would generate this much passion and discussion.
It's time for Jake's questionable song of the day on Early Break on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com. Another reason to bleed.
One by one.
Song of the day, All My Life by the Foo Fighters, 464-56851. 1 is bad, 10 is good. Text your rating on the Sauter Heyman Jewelers Song of the Day. From 2002, that is All My Life by the Foo Fighters, 464-56851. 1 is bad, 10 is good. Texture rating again on the Sauter Heyman Jewelers Song of the Day.
Yeah, excellent choice there, Jake. What was yesterday? I gave you a big high score for, you don't remember, do you? This is wonderful radio.
I got to remember it real quick. It was a good song. But Gus gave it a terrible rating.
Yeah, it was a Hooters song.
Oh, yeah, Johnny B.
Yeah, and I thought it sounded great. I thought it sounded like a foreigner
was
song.
Was it a sandwich song or not?
No, didn't. And I did play sandwich songs yesterday.
You forgot.
I went back to
Marshall Tucker.
Long Way Down.
Oh, okay.
By the Goo Goo Dolls. Long Way Down. I was playing.
Good song.
Yeah. You know what else? I was playing. I'll have to get back to it. I can't. The band's escaping me right now. Okay, this song gets a super high grade. I thought maybe you'd come with a more obscure Foo Fighters song that I referenced the other day, Stacked Actors. You need to hear that song.
I did not play that song.
But this was a great one.
It's my song of the day.
Yeah, it's not as inventive as playing a sort of obscure song by the Hooters, but this is a solid 8.8. This is solid.
That's 8. Two straight very high ratings for
yes.
you.
Well, you've done well. The last 2 days have been excellent. That's a great song. God, they're great. They're great. That's a great band. Any era. See, here's the thing about the Foo Fighters. Any era. They've been great in any era. They're an any era band.
They're good.
Yeah.
Really good. Love them.
Yeah. 8.8.
We can't get Gus to score because Gus is out the rest of the week.
Yeah, we haven't referenced Gus because Gus is not here.
So I got to play Gus today. I go get the callers when they come in and make the phone calls.
Okay, you're Gus.
Should I speak for Gus?
It'd be
here?
Very hard to imitate Gus. I you can't do it.
I don't have enough hair to imitate.
Well,
Gus
I don't
here.
Think you have the voice to do it either.
I don't want to try to imitate.
No, don't
Gus.
Try to imitate.
It
Gus.
It might come off as like
yeah, like you're imitating a millennial.
I think Gus would give that a 7.4 though.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. I think he would.
Yeah. I think he'd be in that range.
But he was honest for the first time yesterday and saying he hated a song.
He hated that Hooters song.
Did not like Johnny B by the Hooters.
2.
He gave it a 2.
What are your people giving it?
Well, let's check the text line. Quite a few coming in here. John, 9.6. Houston, a 6.3. Rod says, it's loud Wednesday, 7.0.
Well, we can get louder. Jake, you could use a shot of coffee right now.
I just drank some.
I know. You need some energy.
I think you want me to yell all the time. That gets old. I can't yell all the time. It gets old.
Okay.
Bird in Columbus, a 2. Thomas and Lincoln, a 0.2.
What? Okay, Thomas.
He says, not that good of a song by them.
Really?
Foo Fighters.
But Tom, it's more than a 0.2.
It's 0.2 from Thomas.
Wow.
Jennifer, a 6. Her husband, a 5. His quote was, come on.
Okay.
Maybe it's like not good.
Maybe too standard. Too
that's
standard?
Not even like that. Like, I mean, that's a big Foo Fighters song, but not like their biggest.
No.
GP and Gretna, waking me up on a dreary day, 8.5.
Okay, dreary, yes, dreary.
Brian, 3.3. Fat Phil, definitely better than than corny BTO, 8 out of 10.
Who said that?
Fat Phil.
Fat Phil, you don't
agrees
mean
with me that
corny is BTO's, not BTO. BTO is not corny.
I said it is.
I don't understand that. I don't.
The songs I know are corny. From BTO.
What are the ones you know?
Taking Care of Business.
TCB.
So it's, come on. What? It's corny.
It's not corny. It's heavy. The riffs are incredible.
It's corny. 7.4. Sean in Omaha. 8.9. A banger.
Okay. Sean, thank you.
Scott, 11.6. The best song you've ever played. Now, that is not true.
Well.
But it is a great song.
Because you've played your favorite song, Dancing in the Moonlight.
That is the best song. You got a guess from Corey and Lincoln here?
Corey and Lincoln liked it. Gave it a 7.
7. Good rock song.
Yeah.
Okay.
How about that? I know Corey that well.
Dave in Orlando says that was foo-tastic. 8.
Hello, Orlando.
John in Fremont says a 1.
Hello, Fremont.
Kent, a 3.3. I lipped out 2 putts there, apparently.
Oh.
Now, that's a putter throw if that's the case.
Is it?
If I lip out 2 putts in the same
hole.
Are
you throwing it?
That putter may have seen its last time on the green.
Would you ever bury it in a green like Bo Pelini once?
No, I'm not doing that. That's disrespectful to the golf course. And I don't want to be... I don't want to talk to the greenskeeper saying, hey, what
buried
happened
my
hole
putter.
12? Yeah, I got angry. AJ, a 5.
Is that our AJ?
I don't think so.
Okay.
No, I don't think that's our AJ. Eric says, oh, go to hell, Jake, 8.9, one of their best.
Eric in the Highlands. Thank you, Joe. Thank you, Joe. Yeah, that is a bad, bad take by you.
No.
You could describe them as something else, but corny doesn't fit BTO. Bad take, Jake.
Before we get to the mailbag, let's legalize this. Then we are doing the mailbag because people are pissed I missed it last week. I'm not doing that again, and I have questions, but... Hang on.
Pick up the energy a little bit.
Energy's there.
This is Lincoln's home for sports talk on the FM dial. Also online at theticketfm.com.
On the internet.
KNTK FM Firth. 93.7 The Ticket.
Let us get now to the...
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99 cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy 5 or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Mailbag. That was actually on beat right there. Well done. All right, from Michael. I'm curious where you go with this one. Michael, simple question in the mailbag. Earlybreak937@gmail.com. What is a positive change in sports that resulted from COVID? Do you have anything? Do I have anything in this one? What positive came from?
How many changes were there? I don't know that there was a lot of changes. Can you give me an example of 3? I don't know if I can off the top of my head. What changed? What changed?
That's a good question. Well, I mean, they had masks in the stadium for a while.
Safety
maybe.
I don't know that
Michael, if you could point out, if you could text in what you think has changed. just give us some examples. What the best?
Do we appreciate it? Do we appreciate fans more? Okay.
Okay.
There's one right there. I think we. Okay, Michael. Thank you. I do. I appreciate. You know what I appreciate more now than ever, Jake?
Yes. What's that?
The roar. Okay. Think about March Madness with fans.
Yep.
Versus.
Yeah.
Smatterings of fans in Indianapolis. That's all it was, right? They played all the games in Indianapolis, and they didn't allow full crowds.
I think back real quick, too. I think more, to me, as a golf fan, one of the more iconic moments of the post-COVID world. I mean, it's still COVID out there, but in that time, post-COVID, I think of last year when Mickelson won the PGA Championship. Remember, like, that throng of people behind him in the fairway? And this is like, wow, COVID's over.
Yep.
After the previous year, I mean, Colin Morikawa wins in San Francisco with nobody on the golf course. Quiet.
A better appreciation of the roar.
Yeah, I like that. I'm going with that, too. All right, this is from Kelly. Kelly says this, with so many newcomers, it's hard to not chug the Kool-Aid if you're an optimistic Husker fan. I'm sure the goal of many fans is to win the West. So if you could choose one newcomer that would perform to be a first-team All-Big Ten selection, who would you pick, excluding Casey Thompson?
O'Shawn Mathis. That's the one. It's a pretty easy answer. The receiver position in the Big Ten's hard to crack. I don't know exactly. It has been hard to crack. Let me think about it. Just Ohio State alone.
And then you have this year, Jackson Smith and Jigba. You've got Michael Pitt. Was it?
I don't try it.
They have another receiver.
The bottom line is it's hard to crack the receiver top three, top two for an All Big Ten player. I think O'Shawn Mathis has the best chance of any of the guys. I like what Sean said about Tommy Hill. It's interesting to me that Sean Callahan said that Tommy Hill will be a starter because I think Braxton Clark will have something to say about that. Braxton Clark started the spring game, you remember, Jake?
Yes, I recall.
Yeah, so anyway, O'Shawn Mathis, I think, has the sort of talent and want to be an All-Big Ten type player.
I hate to agree with you again, but I think that if O'Shawn Mathis is a first-team All-Big Ten player, I mean, the defense has changed a lot, right? Because they've been good, but they have not had that kind of game changer.
Well, and here's the thing about O'Shawn Mathis. Even if he doesn't put up a big sack total, defense has got to be mindful of him, slant their protection toward a guy like that. And that can free up a Garrett Nelson. Maybe Garrett Nelson goes from five sacks to seven.
Sure.
You know, maybe Caleb Tanner pops off five sacks this year. Okay?
Think about what Ndamukong Suh did for Jared Crick this time at Nebraska.
Yeah.
Remember that?
Think about what Randy Gregory did for everybody. Yeah,
right. By the way, Corey Lincoln's it. I'm thinking of Marvin Harrison Jr. That's the other receiver at
Ohio State.
It's not just Jackson Smith and Jigba. It's Marvin Harrison Jr. Okay, from Brent. Yes, our Brent.
Hello, Brent.
He says, Sip is going to order two hockey sweaters to wear when he goes to a sports bar to watch the NHL playoffs. One sweater is a current player or team. One is a retired player or team. What sweaters are you buying?
Okay. I got this.
He's going to buy a Lightning sweater now or what?
Nikita Kucherov is number 86 of the Tampa Lightning, who's a magician with the puck. I mean, he's got watch what he does. Jake, watch Nikita Kucherov, what he does with the puck. He's a great offensive player. He's like a magician with the puck. He's a littler guy, number 86 for the Tampa Bay Lightning. Great passer. Great assist man. I got to assume, I don't know, he's got to be a great scorer. He's a great skater. Crafty, like a little point guard. Extremely crafty, like a John Stockton with blonde hair. Okay, former.
How about a past one, yeah.
Yeah, now former. I mean, I was always intrigued by Mario Lemieux.
Oh, sure, that's a great one.
Dino Cicerelli during my childhood. You don't remember that name, probably.
No, I know Mario Lemieux, though.
Yeah, Dino Cicerelli during my childhood was big. It'd be easy to say the great one, but I'll go with Dino Cicerelli. You just have to look that one up.
Can I, if I answer, can I deal with all past players? Do I have to do a current
No, you got to do a current player.
Okay, well, I have a couple I like from the past, though.
Okay.
Steve Yzerman.
You liked Ice?
Red Wings. I mean, I liked all those Red Wings. I liked guys like Brett Hull.
Okay, Brett Hull, can't you fit him into the past?
That's what I'm doing. Yeah, I'm giving all my past options here. It'd be tough for me to pick one.
Oh, yeah. Can you pick a current player because you don't
follow? I like Jaromir Jagr.
Yeah.
Right? Jagr was great to watch.
Yeah.
I liked Sergei Fedorov. He was the fastest guy ever on the ice. The guy's so fast. Current guys.
Can you pick a current guy? Can I help you?
No, I don't need help. I mean, an obvious one would be like Ovechkin with the Capitals.
Okay. How about goaltender?
I don't want to be
the big cat.
I don't want a goaltender jersey.
The big cat. Tampa Bay Lightning goalie. Hard to say his last name. Goaltenders are intriguing to me.
I'm blanking on names right now. All I think about is the guys in the past.
All right, move on.
Pavel Bure.
Okay.
That's a former guy. I don't have a current guy. I guess if I had to go with one, I'd go Ovechkin then.
Okay.
Because Alexander Ovechkin's been very good. Or Sidney Crosby.
Okay.
With the Penguins.
Yeah. Go Sidney Crosby.
Okay, fine. I'll go Sidney Crosby.
Okay, so you're Sidney Crosby and old is narrow. Who is it?
Yeah,
Nailer.
I'll go Steve Yzerman because that was my captain for the Red Wings when I was a big Red Wings fan.
Okay, and I'm going Nikita Kucherov and Dino Cicerelli.
Not Mario Lemieux.
No, Dino Cicerelli.
Is he second place for your old one then?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Thank you for the questions today, guys.
Good
that was
job,
great.
Brent.
We went over the mailbag time. We went 7 minutes there. That was great.
Still got a lot to talk about.
Yes. Top of the hour is next on Early Break in the Ticket.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful, fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99-cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.